On a 35-0 vote, the state Senate passed Assembly Bill 715, sending it to the desk of Gavin Newsom. The vote came late Friday, the last day of the legislative session. Proponents say the bill will reduce anti-Semitism in California's classrooms by creating a new statewide Office of Civil Rights headed by an anti-Semitism prevention coordinator. That coordinator would track and report anti-Semitism in schools, working with school districts and members of school communities. The coordinator would serve with four other new positions in accompanying legislation, Senate Bill 48. There would be coordinators to prevent religious discrimination, race and ethnicity discrimination, gender discrimination, and LGBTQ discrimination. Senator Scott Weiner is a Democrat from San Francisco.
AB 715 builds on California's work to combat hate by acknowledging that Jewish students are facing an acute problem. They're not the only students facing challenges, but we know that this is a problem. And the bill also, particularly with its companion bill, helps to fight discrimination against all communities.
Senator Jesse Aragon spoke in support of the measure.
This, unfortunately, is happening throughout the state of California. And this makes Jewish students afraid to come to school. Our state laws say that students should not be afraid to come to school and that discrimination on the basis of religion, the basis of race, gender, identity, is prohibited in California law. What this bill does is build on our existing law by doing several things. One, in making it clear that curriculum and materials can't be discriminatory in nature, creating this Office of Civil Rights and having an anti-Semitism coordinator to make sure that we are educating schools about issues around anti-Semitism.
The bill's opponents include the ACLU, California Action, education unions, and other social justice organizations. They say the bill could infringe on academic freedoms. Senator Lola Smallwood Cuevas is a Democrat from Los Angeles.
As we're trying to make sure that we are protecting, we are also infringing on academic freedom that may have teachers feeling that they are so surveilled that they will not be able to adequately engage the kind of discourse that we know our children need. The notion of anonymous complaints, you know, there risks some real censorship potential in these conversations, and courts have warned that there could be a chilling effect in terms of First Amendment rights. I think this bill does elevate the issues of discrimination, and I'm very proud of that. I also think in the way that it's implemented, we're starting to create some competition around who is getting protected and who isn't.
The California chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations released a press statement to express its disappointment with AB 715's passage. It's urging Governor Gavin Newsom to veto the bill. Earlier versions of the bill included references to Islamophobia, which were struck out before the measure was passed. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.